VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Counterterrorism forces have captured 16 operatives of the Islamic State terror group, including online recruiters, that report from officials in Afghanistan on Thursday. The Afghan spy agency said a group of six men detained in the capital, Kabul, confessed to using hundreds of fake accounts on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Telegram to recruit fighters and promote IS ideology in the country. The operation comes as Taliban insurgents have staged a major assault on a troubled northwestern district, killing at least 12 Afghan security forces. The Taliban has intensified battlefield attacks in many provinces of Afghanistan, which is typical for them in the spring. A preliminary report on last month's crash of a Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft in Ethiopia has been released in the capital, Addis Ababa. The report says pilots aboard Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302 followed all emergency procedures but were unable to control the aircraft, which crashed soon after takeoff from the Ethiopian capital, killing all 157 people on board. Correspondent Rael Umbor reports for VOA.
At a news conference Thursday in Addis, Ethiopia's Ministry of Transportation revealed the initial findings of its investigations into the crash. The findings, which were based on information from the aircraft's flight data and cockpit voice recorders, exonerated the Ethiopian Airlines crew. A full report on the latest crash will be issued by the government within 1 year.
The report reinforces uncertainty about the reliability of the system that controls the Boeing jetliner, which has been grounded worldwide for nearly a month. Congress voted Thursday to end U.S. participation in the war in Yemen, giving President Trump a bipartisan rebuke of his foreign policy. It's the first time in history Congress has used the War Powers Act. This is VOA News.